This is KUT. By now, you might have heard about a petition to recall Austin City Councilmember Ann Kitchen. The city clerk has until next month to verify the roughly 5,300 signatures turned in, and then the recall will most likely go to a public vote. According to the group behind the petition, Kitchen's stance on fingerprinting drivers with ride-hailing companies fueled their work. Kitchen hasn't been the only one to support that requirement. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey wanted to know, are other council members concerned about a recall?
Councilmember Delia Garza's answer was firm.
No, I think if anything, this recall effort gives me more resolve to vote the way that I believe is right for my constituents. And I think it's laughable that, frankly, a group of Tea Party Republicans think that they can basically hijack our council because of the way Councilmember Kitchen voted on one issue.
I just want to emphasize this is more than about Uber and Lyft. That was just a symptom, so you could say, of the greater problem, and that is that disconnect between the decisions being made at City Hall and the wants and desires of Austinites.
Tori Moreland is one of the co-directors of the Political Action Committee behind the petition to recall Ann Kitchen. The PACs called Austin for All. And while Moreland said Kitchen's stance on ride-hailing regulations is one of several things fueling the recall, she could not point to another specific item Kitchen supported. Other council members I spoke with said they did not feel threatened by this petition. Instead, the recall petition
has provided an opportunity for people across the city and specifically in District 5 to show their strong support for Councilmember Kitchen.
Councilmember Leslie Poole says she believes District 5 residents would vote down a recall. She pointed to what's known about the PAC's contributors as evidence that the effort's lacking district local support.
The challenge is coming from people from outside of Austin. I understand that the funds that they have raised are primarily from people who are outside of District 5 as well as outside of the city of Austin.
I looked up the addresses of contributors listed by the PAC in their campaign finance filing. None of the addresses listed for contributors are in District 5, and 5 out of the 11 contributor addresses are outside of Austin. I posed this to Moreland with Austin for All, who says the group has plenty of District 5 support.
Will Councilmember Kitchen's policies only apply to District 5?
No, they won't.
She's a representative of Austin and the city of Austin, and our donors, who are Austin leaders, understand that.
Where Kitchen support lies may one day come down to a vote. If the signatures are verified, the recall would most likely be on a November ballot. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.